Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
All right, something very, very close to my heart. CSI efforts. Junaid Rylands joins us on the line from the Islamic Relief South Africa. Junaid, good morning and thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm actually great. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So you are a content creation coordinator. Whew, that's a lot of there's a lot of words, but I understand what it means. Just for our listeners out there, can you explain what a day-to-day looks like for a content creation coordinator?
So just basically in a nutshell, my responsibilities at Islamic Relief is to facilitate all things visual of Islamic Relief. So everything that you see in terms of billboards, signage, social media, content, I am responsible for that.
Ah, dope. So you are the brains behind the content?
We could say so.
So in terms of Islamic Relief South Africa and what you want to portray, what would you say to someone who asked what exactly Islamic Relief South Africa represents?
So I would say that Islamic Relief South Africa is a non-governmental organization founded in the United Kingdom in 1984. Mm-hmm. Our humanitarian work and development efforts aim to empower and uplift some of the most destitute and vulnerable communities locally and globally. Mm-hmm. We actually have a presence in 45 countries. Mm-hmm. And in those particular countries, our mission is to provide aid and support to those in need without prejudice.
Okay.
Islamic Relief was established actually as a non-profit organization guided by, and this is actually what Islamic Relief is. These are our core values, which are sincerity, excellence, mm-hmm. compassion, social justice, and custodianship. Our organization is dedicated to fulfilling the needs of millions of people worldwide. And we are committed to serving, you know, communities with love, care, and compassion. Our vision as Islamic Relief is to create a world where individuals and communities are empowered, that social obligations are fulfilled, and people respond in aid of one another. Mm. Right? We want to assist people. With our values as our guiding principles, as mentioned before, we strive to positively affect change in the lives of those suffering and in need. So that's basically what I would tell someone if they ask me, you know, what is Islamic Relief?
So I'm looking at some of, I'm a student of policy as well as sustainable yes. development. So I'm very interested that one of those things that your organization does is to strive for sustainable development by helping communities become self-sufficient. Yes. We talk about South Africans being resilient, but what does it look like and what kind of programs related to clean water, sanitation and healthcare and education and livelihood opportunities? That's quite broad. And it sounds like ideally something that we should and we are as citizens, the government is are beholden to. So it's an interesting position that is being held, but how do you sustainably develop those communities to meet such imperatives which would need quite a lot of financial investment?
So Islamic Relief, our work includes, obviously, like you mentioned, providing emergency relief by responding to crisis and supplying vital resources such as food, water, shelter, and medical aid. But it's quite a good question that you have, and I feel that it's a very pertinent question for the listeners. So I'm going to answer it like this. We also strive for, you know, sustainable development by helping communities become self-sufficient mm-hmm. by offering programs such as clean water, sanitation, healthcare, education, and livelihood programs in the form of our donors. They donate to us and we would develop schools. Mm-hmm. We would buy their textbooks. We would supply communities with wells. We would supply communities with seeds so that they can grow their own food, so that those particular communities become self-sufficient. We also support vulnerable children through orphan and child welfare programs by providing education in the form of those textbooks, healthcare, and protection. We raise awareness about issues affecting our communities and advocate for policies and practices that can help alleviate poverty and suffering.
This sounds really, really, for a CSR effort, and, you know, I've worked with NPO environments before, and going in with naivety will be heartbreaking for you. I've seen what happens when the money comes. So for me, money is energy. However, it does corrupt people. With that being said, we know that there's no such thing as a free lunch. And when you talk about relief efforts such as this, which need benefactors, what are their expectations?
What do you mean, expectations?
So if you've got benefactors giving money, do they expect communities to do certain things, to look a certain way? Or is this help generally something that is, there's no expectations? Are you helping people with an expectation that perhaps they change or they do a certain thing? Or is it really just something that is a noble effort, humanitarian effort?
So, like we mentioned before, you know, Islamic Relief, we are based on values, and this is actually a mission within the, I would say, the religion of Islam.
Okay.
We don't actually expect anything in return, except that one day we will be rewarded by the Almighty.
Mm.
And this mission and this goal is driven by a force of sincerity.
Mm.
And when our donors donate to us, right, and we receive that money, it's actually, and we call it in Islam an amana, which means a trust. And that trust is upon us to deliver to those who are in need.
Thank you very much. And thank you so much for being so clear and informative in your efforts. And thank you so much for the great work that you do with your organization.
Thank you very much for allowing us to speak about it.
All the best. That's Junaid Rylands, Content Creation Coordinator at Islamic Relief South Africa.